Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. An Indonesian passenger plane with 54 people aboard is missing in the country's easternmost province of Papua. Trigana Airlines Flight 267 lost contact with air traffic control Sunday, about 30 minutes after taking off from Sentani Airport in Papua's capital, Jayapura. Air safety expert Jeffrey Thomas tells VOA this type of plane has a very good record of safety.
The area where this is being used is one of the most inhospitable, very mountainous. The airport it was headed for is called Oksibil. It's right in the mountainous area of Indonesian Papua. And the airline itself, Trigana Air Service, formed in 1991, and it's had now 15 accidents, 11 serious accidents, of which five involved fatalities.
Jeffrey Thomas is Asia-Pacific Bureau Chief for AirlinesRatings.com. Funeral prayers were held late Sunday for Suja Khanzada, the home minister of Pakistan's populous Punjab province, who was killed in a suicide bombing along with 14 other people. Authorities suspect the attack could also be revenge for the minister's anti-militancy campaign against the Taliban and Al-Qaeda elements. Regional leaders are pushing South Sudan's government and rebels to seal a peace agreement today to end their 20-month civil war. President Salva Kiir and his chief rival, rebel leader Riek Machar, both in Addis Ababa for talks brokered by the East African bloc IGAD. South Sudan's civil war erupted in December of 2013, just months after President Kiir fired Machar as vice president. This is VOA News.